Welcome to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. This podcast is designed to teach you about self-esteem, how we get low self-esteem, what triggers it, what can come from it if we don't heal from it, and of course, how to overcome it. If you enjoy this podcast, please do us a huge favor and rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Please rate and comment. We love your feedback. Your feedback is important to us, and we want to make this podcast a podcast that heals and touches the world. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you have ideas, please email us at overcoming@vatsjr.com. That's overcoming@vatsjr.com. That'll also be in the notes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Overcoming Low Self-Esteem Podcast. My name is Tempest. I am your host. I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for picking this podcast out of all of the podcasts that are available out there. I appreciate your presence. While you're here, please do me a huge favor. Please like, rate, share, subscribe to this podcast. Please let other people know about this podcast. Please share this with the world. I would greatly appreciate it. And while you're sharing, please find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Tempest S. Smith. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever you are. I probably am. All that juicy information can be found in the show notes, but I would love for your follow, love for your feedback, love to interact with you on social media. If you have any questions at any time ever, questions, comments, suggestions, concerns, ideas for a topic, or if you would like to be on the show, please email us at overcoming@vatsjr.com. That is overcoming@vatsjr.com. All that information can also be found in the show notes. I would love to hear from you. Please let me know how we're doing, how we can improve, what you would like to hear, or like I said, if you would like to be a guest on the show. So last couple of episodes, two episodes now, we've been talking about affirmations for those suffering from low self-esteem. I guess we could really call it things to remember when you're struggling with low self-esteem. So far, we've done two parts. I will try my best to wrap it up for this episode. Out of all of the ones that I've mentioned so far, I keep coming back to I am enough. And that's how I started this series, so to speak. I am enough is probably the most important thing and pretty much the only takeaway I hope you get from this podcast in general is to remember that you are enough. When we suffer with low self-esteem, we usually feel inadequate. We feel like we are a loser. We feel out of place. We feel like we don't belong. We feel like we never get things right. We feel like we are a constant failure. But if we remember that we are enough, that will change everything. When we believe it and really think about it, we are enough. And I do get emotional about that because I know what it's like to tell myself the opposite. I know what it's like to tell and make myself believe that I am the opposite. I remember telling myself how much I sucked, how much I was not worthy, and how hard it was for me to succeed in life. Because every step I took, I beat myself up
until I just couldn't take it anymore. So if that's you, just know that you are enough. If you're listening to this podcast, just know that you are enough. It's vital, not for just your success. It is vital for your livelihood to know that you are enough. Okay? I didn't mean to go on that rant, but it's important to understand you are enough. And if you have to write it down every day, if you need to text it to yourself or email it to yourself, just do whatever it takes to get to that point. Do whatever it takes to get to your greatness. Do whatever it takes to get to your prosperity and your abundance, because you deserve it. Okay, so starting out, remember that people pleasing is a death sentence. And OMG, I wish I knew this long ago. People pleasing is a death sentence for you. Meaning, every time someone needs something or you sabotage your own happiness, your own prosperity, your own abundance to make someone else happy, you're signing a death wish on yourself. Every time you choose someone else other than you, every time you choose someone else's happiness over your own, every time you choose someone else's prosperity that puts you in poverty, you are people pleasing. And you are signing a death wish. Choose yourself. Choose yourself. That is okay. That is not selfish. That is not, you know, ungodlike. Choose yourself. I remember watching a episode of I don't know if it was a podcast or an interview with Oprah, and she talked about when she started making it big, she suddenly had all these cousins popping up, all these people that family members and friends start popping up asking her for money. And she felt obligated to help them out. Until one day she realized she had what she called a disease to please. Meaning it made her feel guilty not to help everybody out. Made her feel guilty not to pull someone else out of their situation. Until one day she recognized, I don't have to. I don't have to suffer. I don't have to suffer with myself in order to help other people. I don't have to put my happiness at risk or on pause in order to help someone. And once she developed that, she said she got a phone call from Stevie Wonder asking her for a favor, and she told him no, and she was so afraid of it. And he told her, okay, and continued their conversation as if nothing happened. And that's when she realized it was okay to say no, although I'm going into a different point. It was okay to not overextend herself to please other people. People pleasing is a death sentence. You will put yourself into an early grave, as my grandmother would say, trying to please other people. If you need to please someone, please yourself. Make sure that you are happy. Make sure that you are filled with joy, filled with happiness. Your happiness matters. over other people, and please don't allow other people to guilt you or shame you into taking care of them without you taking care of yourself. People pleasing is a death sentence. Next, stop overthinking. I know that we live inside of our head. I know we go to the extreme when things happen. I know that we feel the end of the world is about to collapse because we didn't do something, or oh my God, you know, did I do this right? Are they going to be mad at me? And worrying yourself out of control. That will keep you in low self-esteem state longer than necessary. That will keep you stagnant. That will keep you in prison inside of your own overthinking brain. Stop putting into it. You don't have to worry yourself to the ends of the earth because something happened outside of your control, or something happened that didn't go the way that you thought it would go. Stop overthinking. Next, if you don't program your mind will program you. We work on this thing called our mindset. It's a must every single day. Every single day, you must work on mindfulness. You must work on raising your awareness. You must work on improving your consciousness, because if you don't, your mind, you will overthink yourself, and your mind will overcome you. If you don't get a hold of your thoughts, if you don't get a hold of the way you feel about yourself and the stories that you tell yourself, it will consume you. It will eat you alive. It will cripple you. It will keep you in the state that you are wanting, needing, strongly desiring to overcome. If you don't get a hold of it, if you don't get control of it, it will control you. Please, I beg you not to die with your thoughts running rapid. Control your mind before it controls you. Next, learn that you can let go of people. Learn that just because it's family doesn't mean that they have to have access to you. Learn that just because you've known them so many years that they are stuck. Know that just because you think everyone expects you to get married to this person, but you know in your heart that you shouldn't marry them. Know that you can let go. Know that you can let go of your old self. Know that you can divorce yourself from your past. Know that your past doesn't define you. Know that it is okay to walk away from people, places, and things that do not serve you. If it brings you more pain, more abuse, walk away. If it's someone who loves you but abuses you, walk away. Release whatever bondage you think you have and let them go. Choose you. Stop people pleasing. Know that you are enough. Know that you can overcome. You can let go of people. If you have a parent that is abusive or manipulative or whatever, if you have a spouse that is abusive or keeps you in your low self-esteem state, let them go. If you have a friend that beats you down because they want to be better than you, that's not a person you need in your life. If you have people in your life that won't celebrate you, let them go. Let them go. It's okay. You deserve to let people go. You deserve to only have people around you that cares about you. Next, control your self-talk. And that is the whole point of these episodes. These previous episodes have been designed to help you control your self-talk. You spend more time with you than anyone else. Tell yourself something great. Tell yourself something empowering. Tell yourself something that will not just motivate you, but will help you change your life. Mindfulness is a daily practice. You have to constantly fill yourself up. You have to constantly connect with source. You have to constantly work on you. And that's where a lot of people fall. They talk the talk, but they don't do the work. The work is painfully important because it is the essence of changing. It is the essence of overcoming. I can talk to you all day, but until you put it into practice, until you put it into motion, you're just listening to me, feeling good for the moment, and then walking away empty. It's why empowerment conferences alone doesn't help. If you're at an empowerment conference and people aren't teaching you how to do the work, you're missing it. You're missing it. Control your self-talk. And remind yourself that people are probably not talking about you as much as you think, as much as you fear. People do talk about people, that's unfortunate, but it's probably not to the extent that your brain is telling you. If they have an issue with, you know, who you are, I mentioned removing yourself from people like that. But people are probably not thinking about you late at night. They're probably not thinking about you during the day. And if they are, so what? If they are, that's not the end of the world. That's their problem, not yours. It's not yours to control. It's not yours to worry about. It's not yours to fix. You know what your priority is, what your job is? To live the best life possible. And not worrying about other people. Next, you are more capable than you think. You are a genius. It's time to learn that, accept that, and then operate in that. Operate in your genius. Push yourself to greater limits. Find you a mentor who will help pull it out of you. But you are more capable than what you think. Lisa Nichols says that a lot of us can get away with giving 60%, 69% because our 60% looks like someone else's 160%. A lot of us skate on mediocrity because we know we can get away with it. But when you tap into your greatness, you can't go back to what's mediocre. When you tap into your greatness, you can't turn around. You are where you are. And I know that your low self-esteem is so loud that you can't hear your greatness. But if you would allow yourself to listen to the greatness that is in you and that's calling out your name, you can do greater things than me. You can do greater things in this podcast. If you're religious, the Bible says that Jesus says you will do greater things than me. Source is telling you not only are you great, but you're greater than what you imagine. You're greater than the people you admire. You're greater than the people you compare yourself to. Believe that. Believe that you are capable of miracles, of greatness, of changing the world. Tap into that. Tap into your greatness because the world needs to see you overcome everything. The world needs to see that someone like you can change and change others. There's some little kid who is about to go through something that they can't imagine, but they will see you overcoming and know that they can make it. They will see you go through the storms and come out okay, and that will give them the push that they need to do it as well. You're in an abusive situation and you have the courage and strength to lead. Someone needs to see you leave so they can leave their situation. Someone needs to hear your story so they know that they are not alone. Someone needs to see you come out on top so they can know that their storms and their situations won't last a lifetime. You are capable. You are capable of so much. Tap into that. You deserve to tap into your greatness. You deserve to tap into your prosperity. It is your birthright. Not just a birthright for other people. It is your birthright. Tap into it. You deserve it. And no matter what, know that you are enough. My name is Tempest. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Overcoming Low Self-Esteem Podcast. Please do me a huge favor. If you didn't already, please like, rate, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Please tell the whole world about it. Please connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever. That information is in the show notes. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have feedback, please email me at overcoming@vatsjr.com. That's vatsjr.com. Thanks for tuning in. See you all next time. Are you a nonprofit or starting a nonprofit? Take our Nonprofits Are Us profitable nonprofit assessment only at nonprofitsareus.net. That's nonprofits, the letter R, us.net. Nonprofits Are Us is my newest baby, where I am producing profitable nonprofits. Nonprofits Are Us equips, trains, and educates small to medium-sized nonprofits on how to be successful, how to run their nonprofit as a business, and how to win all across the board. If you are a nonprofit or if you're considering starting a nonprofit, feel free to visit our website at nonprofitsareus.net. That is nonprofits, the letter R, us.net.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.